Chapter 14. Boston. Louis liked Boston the minute he saw it from the sky. Far beneath him was a river. Near the river was a park. In the park was a lake. In the lake was an island. On the shore was a dock. Tied to the dock was a boat shaped like a swan. The place looked ideal. There was even a very fine hotel nearby. Louis circled twice, then glided down and splashed to a stop in the lake. Several ducks swam up to look him over. The park was called the Public Garden. Everybody in Boston knows about it and goes there to sit on benches in the sun, to stroll about, to feed the pigeons and the squirrels, and to ride the swan boat. A ride costs 25 cents for grown-ups, 15 cents for children. After a short rest and a bite to eat, Louis swam over to the dock and climbed out on the shore. The man who was taking tickets for the swan boat ride seemed surprised to see an enormous white swan wearing so many things around his neck. "Hello," said the boatman. Louis lifted his trumpet. At the sound, every bird in the park looked up. The boatman jumped. Boston residents as far as a mile away looked up and said, "What's that?" Nobody in Boston had ever heard a trumpeter swan. The sound made a big impression. People eating a late breakfast in the Ritz Hotel on Arlington Street looked up from their food. Waiters and bellboys said, "What's that?" The man in charge of the swan boat was probably the most surprised man in Boston. He examined Louis's trumpet, his money bag, his life-saving medal, his slate, and his chalk pencil. Then he asked Louis what he wanted. Louis wrote on his slate, "Have trumpet, need work." "Okay," said the boatman, "you've got yourself a job. The boat leaves here in 5 minutes for a trip around the lake. Your job will be to swim in front of the boat, leading the way and blowing your horn." "What salary do I get?" asked Louis on his slate. "We'll settle that later when we see how you make out," said the boatman. "This is just a tryout.